Welcome to No Longer Conformed, my online preaching and teaching ministry. We're studying the book of Revelation. I've entitled this study, The Unveiling. In today's session, we'll be looking at Revelation chapter 3, verses 1 through 6, the church that becomes worthless. Let's begin by reading those verses in chapter 3, beginning with verse 1. And to the angel of the church in Sardis write, these things says he who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know your works, that you have a name, that you are alive, but you are dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. For I have not found your works perfect before God. Remember therefore how you have received and heard, hold fast and repent. Therefore, if you will not watch, I will come upon you as a thief, and you will not know what hour I will come upon you. You have a few names in Sardis who have not defied their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He who overcomes shall be clothed in white garments, and I will not blot out his name from the book of life. But I will confess his name before my Father, before his angels. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. This letter is different than the others. Smyrna received only praise from the Lord. Ephesus, Pergamos, and Thyatira received both praise and criticism. Sardis received no praise at all. Nominal Christians filled the pews of this church. It appeared to be alive, but was dead. It was like a tomb on the outside looks nice, only to be full of dead bones. The city was very wealthy. The city was also deteriorating in its glory. Enemies captured Sardis on two different occasions. And why? The leaders and the citizens were too lazy to defend it. This happens to churches. The church at Sardis had the same attitudes. It dwelt on its past glory. And this occurs today. You hear, oh, when so-and-so was pastor. Oh, when so-and-so. Oh, back when. The members had a good reputation at one time. They thought they had arrived and became content with the building that they had built. Jesus declared that the church at Sardis was dead. The Lord knows His church, and He knows it intimately. Seven spirits of God refers to the sevenfold nature of the Holy Spirit, spoken of in Isaiah 11, verse 2. Isaiah 11:2, the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. Seven stars is a reference to the leaders of the church. How did the church die? Well, an autopsy of the church at Sardis should answer that question. Well, let's look at it. First of all, Sardis died because it relied on past success. The healthy body was neglected. Sardis died because it let sin into its fellowship. The moral standards became loose in the fellowship. And Sardis died because it ignored its spiritual condition. The members mistakenly believed God was at work there because of their beautiful building. Paul described these church members to Timothy. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, in the first part of verse 5, he said, having a form of godliness, but denying its power. Pastor John Stott wrote, he said, we can have a fine choir, an expensive organ, good music, great anthems, and fine congregational singing. we can mouth hymns and psalms with unimpeachable elegance while our mind wanders and our heart is far from God. We can have pomp and ceremony, color and ritual, liturgical exactness, and ecclesiastic splendor, and yet be offering a worship which is not perfect or fulfilled in the sight of God. Can a dead church live again? Well, yeah. Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 1 through 14. The hand of the Lord brought me, came upon me and brought me out in the midst, in the spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the midst of the valley, and it was full of bones. And then he caused me to pass by them all around, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and indeed they were very dry. And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? And so I answered, Oh Lord, you know. Again he said to me, Prophesy to these bones, and say to them, Oh dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, Surely I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. I will put sinews on you, and bring flesh upon you, cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and suddenly a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to bone. Indeed, as I looked, the sinews and flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them over, but there was no breath in them. Also, he said to me, Prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, Thus says the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath came into them, and they lived and stood upon their feet, an exceeding great army. Then he said to me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They indeed say, Our bones are dry, our hope is lost, and we ourselves are cut off. Therefore, prophesy and say to them, Thus says the Lord God, Behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up from your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. Then you shall know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves. O my people, and brought you up from your graves. I will put my spirit in you and you shall live. And I will place you in your own land. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken and performed it, says the Lord. See, by God's power, listen to me, by God's power, a dead or dying church can rise again. So Jesus is telling Sardis to wake up and keep watch. Look at verse 2 again. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die, for I have not found your works perfect before God. Something is wrong and must be honestly evaluated. Doctrinal error slips in. New members received without any examination. Teachers not tested for doctrinal integrity. Verse 3 is a powerful warning. Remember, therefore, how you have received and heard. Hold fast and repent. Therefore, if you will not watch, I will come upon you as a thief, and you will not know what hour I come upon you. God's judgment is sudden. God's judgment is devastating. Yet, in all Sardis-like churches, there is a remnant. There is a remnant. In verse 4, the first part of it, you have a few names even in Sardis, who have not defiled their garments. A few who have remained faithful to Jesus Christ. Before the flood, there were Enoch and Noah. In Sodom, there was Lot. What if you find yourself in a dead and dying church? Well, remain submissive to the Holy Spirit's control. Some believers are let in, some are let out. There's a threefold promise there for the faithful. In the second part of verse 4, down to verse 6, And they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He who overcomes shall be clothed in white garments, and I will not blot out his name from the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. First of all, it says they would be dressed in white. Well, what's the meaning of that? Well, in Roman culture, white robes represented victory. Believers would walk in victory with Jesus Christ. Second, their names were permanently in the book of life. Well, there's eternal security right there. And then third, they would be acknowledged by Jesus before the Father and the angels. Wow. Those are great promises of assurance, particularly in the dark moments of life, and the dark moments in which we live. This letter was probably read again and again and again. That they would just get that thing out and read it over and over. Being in a dead church can be like going to a funeral every week. And many in the seats can't recognize that rigor mortis has set in. Can a dead church live again? Yeah, a dead church can live again, but only with God's power at work by prophesying or preaching truth to those dry bones. A dead church can be revived when the members are each transformed by the Holy Spirit. The church age period of Sardis is the time of the Reformation, from AD 1517 to about 1750. That was a couple of hundred years. The Roman church was beautiful, but it was dead. And like Martin Luther, and through Martin Luther, Jesus Christ called it to wake up. Well, what about your church? What about my church? What about our church? Is Jesus telling us to wake up? What would the autopsy be? Is Jesus calling us to wake up? You have a great day.